started off up the east coast, up through Sydney and Brisbane, and up to Darwin, and around to Broome, and down the south to Perth, and I got to Pemberton, and I had to put it on hold for family reasons, and had all intentions of coming back to finish it, but the years just rolled by and never eventuated until I thought, Pete, you should go back and finish that, you know, and it kept eating at me.
I don't know about you, but I was always taught to finish things I started. Well, retired farmer Peter Tripovich from Echuca in Victoria is taking this sentiment to a whole new level. Hello, I'm Tara de Langraft, and 10 years ago, when he was a mere 80 years old, Peter embarked on a 17,000-kilometre walk around Australia, raising money for charity. For family reasons, he had to break his journey at Pemberton, on the southwestern corner of Western Australia. But now he's back and determined to finish his trek. I've caught up with this sprightly nonagenarian in the southern coastal town of Esperance, where he's putting his feet up for a few days before tackling the Nullarbor Plain.
I don't think I'm as fit as I was 10 years ago, but I'm still handling it. I'm still going along with covering 35, 40, 45 kilometres a day, and it's going quite well, really. I've struck headwinds the last week or so, and that's really been a bit of a test. It's been hard going.
And then the big trip across the Nullarbor.
Exactly, yes. It's up to Norseman and across the Nullarbor. So I'm planning, I want to see if I can put the foot down on the throttle a little bit and at least do 40 kilometres a day.
Tell us why you're doing this, Pete, because you're not just doing it to see the scenery, are you?
My main reason was that I'd retired as on the farm, and I don't know about here, but over in the east, there's just so much done for Heart Foundation and cancer. And I thought, no, I'd like to do it for something different. And I got onto ICC, International Children's Care, and they set up orphanages and care for the children, especially children in those other countries. They're abused a lot, and they haven't got anything. You give them a little Barbie doll and they'll come up and give you a big hug. And so that's what I wanted to do it for, is the children. And they made out a special donations for it, Peter's Walk. 100 cents in a dollar goes to the project.
What does it take to actually do this trip? You've got one of your support drivers, Damien, sitting next to you. What does it take to actually put a walk like this together when it's been 10 years since you did your last big walk?
Yes. We plan out where we can get to the next town and work out how many kilometres it is, how far, and so we can work out so much a day to get into it. And while I'm walking, I'm more or less studying on whether I'll have enough in the tank to get to my next stop for the day.
Now, you've been a farmer for most your life, Peter. The life on the land, do you think it's given you a bit of stamina to be able to take this on at your age?
Oh, I'm sure it has been. I've been on the farm all my life ever since I was 20-odd after the war, and I'm sure of that because we bought a bush block after the war and we were pulling out stumps by hand with a monkey grubber. There wasn't many dozers in those days, and yeah, it was hard going, but it stood by us, I think. Yeah, it was good. It was hard work, but we were happy doing it, and we couldn't go out and burn the candle at both ends.
You've said that this is, I suppose, the final leg of your journey, and it's really completing what you set out and started 10 years ago. So what happens when you make it across the Nullarbor and make it to the other end? What will you do then?
Well, I think we'll just face that when it comes. But if I can get there to Melbourne and walk down Elizabeth Street to the GPO, that's where I started from, I'll throw up my hands and say, hallelujah, we've made it.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. What's your estimated arrival date, Peter?
Roughly June or July. It's a very rough estimate, but I think probably around about June, July. We're hoping that that'll make it till then.